אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות בנושא חוק הערבות. ניתן למצוא את חומר הלימוד.
We are reading selected excerpts about the law of ערבות. And of course you can ask questions on Kab.tv. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson.
We talk a lot and learn all the time about ערבות and connection. Because it's this kind of a period. But in truth, another week or two will pass through all these holidays, and we will begin to learn deeper, more serious, fundamental things. Not that they are more important than good, just that we need to connect those two to our studies. But for the time being, we need to complete these topics that are before us. The law of Arvut, we know that it's the essential main law in creation, and in its observance or not observing it, we are dependent upon, whether to the good or to the bad. So let's go.
Excerpt number 53. This is from Baal HaSulam's Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 68. This is item 53. Do not be surprised that one person's actions bring elevation or decline to the whole world, for it is an unbreakable law that the general and the particular are equal as two peas in a pod. Hence, all that applies to the general applies also to the particular. Moreover, the parts make what is found in the whole. For the general can appear only after the appearance of the parts in it, and according to the quantity and quality of the parts. Evidently, the value of an act of an individual elevates or declines the entire collective.
Well, if we don't have any questions, then we'll continue simply. No questions, let's go.
Item 54, this is from Baal HaSulam's Peace in the World. Do not be surprised if I mix together the well-being of a particular collective with the well-being of the whole world. Because indeed, we've already come to such a degree where the whole world is considered one collective and one society. That is, because each person in the world draws his life's marrow and his livelihood from all the people in the world, he thereby becomes enslaved to serve and care for the well-being of the entire world.
Also no questions? Okay, let's go.
55, this is also from Peace in the World. The benefit of each and every person within his collective is evaluated not according to his own benefit, but according to his service to the public. And vice versa. We appreciate the measure of evil of each and every individual only according to the harm one inflicts upon the public in general, and not by one's own individual value. These matters are crystal clear both from the perspective of the truth in them and from the perspective of the good in them. This is because what is found in the collective is only what is found in the individual. And the benefit of the collective is the benefit of each and every individual. He who harms the collective takes his share in the harm, and he who benefits the collective takes his share in the benefit. Since the individuals are parts of the whole, and the whole is not worth in any way more than the sum of its individuals.
Hebrew 10.
Thank you for letting me ask again. Baal HaSulam writes here that the benefit or the of each and every person is evaluated not according to his own benefit, but according to his service to the public. Question is, who takes into account my own benefit if I don't take it into account.
The system itself, no one is measuring or deciding. The system itself, it responds to your efforts and creates the result in its response.
It provides for my necessities, it makes sure that my necessities are covered.
Yes, yes, it's all by the system. The Creator who created the will to receive and broke it and gave it such conditions, more than that, we need not worry. All the rest is managed by closeness or distancing through the between the shattered pieces, and they themselves feel how to get along, and that's it. There is nothing here that we say the Creator is getting involved and he is doing. We just say it that way in our language. But in truth, it's all a system that, just like it started to work, that's how it goes through to the end of correction, and nothing happens there that is all of a sudden coming some foreign desire and begins to get involved there.
So just to conclude, can we say that if the individual sees that his own benefit is harmed by the system, it's just out of his own corruption?
Yes, of course. And that too is included in the system so that he would respond in such a way. New York 2.
The question is, what is service to the public?
To serve the public means that I do everything for the benefit of the connection between everyone. That to the extent of the connection between everyone, the Creator, the force of bestowal and love, unity, appears inside the public, inside the kelim, and then these kelim accordingly can be filled with the upper light, with the revelation of the Creator.
PT19.
Hello, Rav. Again, a question from a friend, Tzvika. He's on the phone right now, so he can't ask himself. His question is, what does it mean, peace in the world, and what does it depend on?
Shalom, peace means shlemut, perfection, where we're connecting opposite things and they all operate for a common purpose. That's called peace. Shalom.
Rav, what's the difference between the amount, the sum of the individuals and the integration between them? What is that?
The sum is where you join their forces. Incorporation is where in the connection between them, they discover the one and unique and special force, which is the Creator.
What does he say that there is no addition beyond the sum of the individuals? The addition is the totality, so to speak. Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Hola, Rab. Buenas noches. Dentro del fragmento que leímos, tengo una pregunta. ¿Lo que existe en el colectivo es un espejo de nuestro interior?
מתוך מה שקראנו, השאלה שלי עם ה...
From what we read, my question is whether what we see are the reflection of our own state?
Yes, it's as a result of our influence upon the public. It's written about that anyone who disqualifies does so in his own flaws. Meaning altogether, I don't see the public or the world, I see the extent in which I relate to the world or to the public. Yes.
Gracias.
USA Northwest.
USA Northeast.
Yes, Ralph, thank you.
It's referring back to the document. I'm sorry, the excerpt is talking about service to the public. Does serving the ten with hands and feet become like a gateway, almost like a gateway or proving ground for being able to serve the public with hands and feet?
Ken. Yes. PT3.
Turns out that the individual can decide for the collective. In another place, he says that the individual should be submitted to the collective. So what's the relationship between the individual and the collective?
I don't know. It depends on what you're talking about. What's the individual and what's the collective? In what state? In what situation? Who are they?
A friend in the ten can awaken all the friends in the ten and transform the state of the ten?
Of course. What are you just like that, deciding that he can or can't? It all depends on how they operate. Look at what Rabash writes.
And in what state is he influenced by them and can't do anything besides what's in an environment?
If the ten holds on to certain common opinion or common spirit, then each of them is more or less included by that, unless he is under some foreign influence, and through that foreign influence he goes out of his ten and PT25.
Rav, a friend who is translating wants to ask, what does it mean the total or the sum total if the summary the sum has no more than the amount of the individuals?
The connection between them that they do, as there's none in, not in one of them, but in their collective, that's called the sum, and that's called the creator. It's the kli of the creator and the revelation of the creator. As it's not in any one of them, but only in the special connection between them. That's the revelation of the creator to the creature.
Rav, you said that the corona will reach even the small islands in the world, and it really happens like that, that it seems to go pass through the air. Then you explained that it's even from the source.
It's from the will to receive. We're still vegetative animals speaking. It reaches to every place that way because the whole world is desire. Hence, the corona will be revealed in every single state. It will be revealed in animals and in plants if we can identify it. This is considered that his hands in all and all is in him. If he corrects his desire, then the response of that is felt by all the people in the world.
So the question is, the Arvut also comes from the same place?
Of course, if we observe Arvut, then accordingly we bring the world to unity, to the force of connection, and the force of the Creator is revealed in everyone. And then the force of separation, these bad forces, the Sidracha, disappear. One or the other. If this one falls, the other one rises, and vice versa.
So we can think that it's in the hands of people to bring Arvut to the world, but also to bring the corona to the world.
Yes, of course. We need to explain this. We are leading this. We are connecting the upper force to all of humanity. That's why it turns out that we are to blame. We are to blame. Yes.
No, you said also that we need to disseminate only in a scientific way, not religious, not Kabbalah.
Because it really has nothing to do with religion, and also in Kabbalah, there's all kinds of stigmas about it. That's why we need to act on this out of a rational mind. That altogether, there is the desire to receive, and this is how it acts, and this is how we have to arrange it for mutual giving and bestowal, the way we have to see unity and connection occurs in nature, and this is how it develops. And explain it this way.
And today in the morning, you said that with regards to us, we are studying Kabbalah. How can we be an example?
We need to be an example in the connection between us. The world doesn't learn Kabbalah. It has no desire for it or any need for it. It doesn't need it. It just needs to be in a folk, regular way, closer one to another, not to be in hatred.
But how will they see the connection between us and not see us as an example?
They don't need to see the connection between us. Little children can't see the relations between the adults. We need to explain to them what they need to just try to get closer between them through all kinds of simple exercises. And then they will start to feel that corona transfers, passes, and all the problems move on, that we're entering a new world, that they don't have to run and fly after all kinds of earthly small pleasures, that all of a sudden greater, more exalted pleasures are revealed to them, and they can enjoy them truly from upper attainments. This will be slowly, slowly.
Galil West.
Please say, how to turn correctly to the whole of society in terms of connection?
From within the heart.
Cuando uno realiza una acción sin esperar nada a cambio, sin esperar un beneficio propio, en ocasiones se recibe un golpe.
If a person works without a will to receive, without the will to receive a reward, and then he suffers some blow, what does he need to relate it to? What is this phenomenon?
He needs to attribute it to a state in which he doesn't yet know how to get along with the environment. If he moves his actions through the environment in the right way, it can't be that he will receive a blow from it. Is that clear? And I want to send my regards to Avraham.
Tov, PT 29.
PT 29.
אמרת שהם צריכים רק להשתדל.
You said they only need to connect between them according to simple exercises. Can you give an example?
I can't now. I don't have the head for it. Well, Michael, why don't you read something else?
Excerpt number 56. This is from Peace in the World. In our generation, when each person is aided by for his happiness by all the countries in the world, it is necessary that to that extent the individual becomes enslaved to the whole world, like a wheel in a machine. Therefore, the possibility of making good, happy, and peaceful conducts in one state is inconceivable when it is not so in all the countries in the world, and vice versa. In our time, the countries are linked in the satisfaction of their needs of life, as individuals were in their families in earlier times. Therefore, we can no longer speak or deal with just conducts that guarantee the well-being of one country or one nation, but only with the well-being of the whole world. For the benefit or harm of each and every person in the world depends and is measured by the benefit of all the individuals in the world over.
This is clear, yes? Yes, Moshe.
How is it possible to reach the whole world? How does he, you know, people don't even get along with each other. How to even approach this perception?
Through sufferings, if not through consciousness, if the mind doesn't do it, then through blows, one or the other.
But the blows will take me to want something so big? Will they take humanity to that?
This is altogether the will to receive that is very sensitive to good or bad. That's why you can teach all of humanity in a very simple way. The only thing that's happening here, the Creator could obligate us to be righteous just like this, in one little click. But because He wants us to come to an understanding, to an awareness, and for us to want this on our own, and to ask on our own for Him to give us a possibility to bestow and connect, that we ourselves would want to be connected, to want to be in arvut between us, that we ourselves want to be similar to the Creator. That's why it takes a long time and all these conditions where you need to divide all of humanity to 70 nations of the world and to times and to all kinds of states. This is all in order to combine a feeling which is above the desire to bestow in each part, and also the feeling and how much to use and how much to use the will to receive and the will to bestow. And then when for a person to guide himself how much he can receive from the Creator, so it won't be too much, only in order to correct his will to receive, so it will be in order to bestow, and no more than that. So you really need to program the will to receive so that it will integrate in all this wisdom, in this knowledge, in these abilities, how he works against his nature, how he takes the nature of the Creator as a superior thing and clothes it upon himself, and by this is impressed and functions. That's why these are very complex things, until a creature becomes like the Creator, where to start with he is completely, completely not like that, completely opposite. How this oppositeness that the Creator created the will to receive, which is opposite to the desire to bestow, and he shattered the desire to receive by penetrating into the desire to receive little sparks of bestowal, as these sparks are also under the desire to receive, under the control of the desire to receive. And then a person needs to come to using this whole will to receive and all the sparks of the desire to bestow, and by this he intermingles with others, builds societies, builds businesses in order to profit from one another. It's by these sparks that fell into the will to receive. Otherwise, these desires, these individualistic desires to receive, could not connect with one another. So from this connection of go and profit from one another, we come to a state in which we understand that how good these businesses are, and then they connect more and more, and all of a sudden they come to a state of a shattering, in which you can't continue this way anymore, and a true big fall begins. This is what we're feeling during the 20th century, ever since the 20s and the 20th century in America there, that big drop, and then throughout the 20th century altogether, in our times, it's coming not to a time of a financial fall, but a human fall. And we are starting to understand the extent in which connection can be bad, even though it comes to us seemingly by sparks of light. And now our work is to invert this connection to a good one. So here we have a process, a special process, how we come to this. How we enter into actions that we begin to connect between us only for our benefit, for the benefit of others. This is something that has yet to come. The fact that we are raising the upper light, these sparks, we are raising them higher up than our will to receive. Not that these sparks in which the kli broke and they're trying to make the desire to receive to rise even more egoistic until this day. But now we need to take this desire to receive and to place it to work in the work of the sparks. So the light will shine. So the desire to bestow will grow. And not the desire to receive. The intention in order to bestow, for it to rise above the desire to receive. That's called to work in faith above reason. Above the force of bestowal, be not to be higher up in its value in our eyes than the force of reception. This is actually the big revolution that we need to do. And by this, we actually are leading and all of humanity is just like the fuel for this. I'm sorry, the matter. It will be revealed in it as matter. And we, specifically, we need to work in faith above reason. Meaning to invert the inclinations. So the intention in order to bestow will be higher up than the force of reception. So that those sparks that fell from the shattering will be the ones that define our development and not the desire to receive, which will define its development and use the sparks in order to connect and to benefit and be and profit from others.
Beseder?
Okay.
New York 4.
I hope it's a correct question. The Kabbalist says, the Creator says, I will harden Pharaoh's heart. So, the Creator must deteriorate humanity all the way down to the lowest degree. So, who are we to interfere with that? Like, humanity must go all the way in order for the Creator to be revealed.
You are right, but we have a possibility of not deteriorating, but rather now to take upon ourselves the forces of nature, the desire to receive, and the sparks, the intention to bestow, and slowly, slowly try to go in the middle line. And then we don't need to deteriorate. We don't need to. We can identify the problems, identify the disease, and not reach death. But rather, now already start to care for it in the right way. But actually, your question is correct. Yes?
The Creator was only able to reveal something out of the problem.
The problem
has to exist.
Can?
Yes. And?
So we can't remove the problem.
We can, because we are broken. And the problem is being revealed, and as much as we try to be connected, we discover the problem itself before it's truly revealed, but we discover it in the connection between us. And then from that we come to the solution, to the ability to solve the problem. Because we ourselves are shattered, and we have the possibility to understand and to draw the reforming light, then we can solve these problems and in such a way connect between us.
So the whole work then really for us is to just recognize the extent of the shattering.
We don't even need to identify the intensity of it. Even if a little, I have this little feeling of the shattering, that's enough for me to start the corrections all the way to the end of correction. I don't need to constantly receive blows, but rather I, in the revelation of the small shattering, I can raise myself to a state in which even in the smallest state of this shattered state, I will see it as a great big problem. It all depends on how I look at the shattering. That's why we don't need to go down to the depth of the shattering, but rather just a little identify it, and that's enough. I'm already advancing to the end of correction. This all depends on the recognition of evil.
So we don't want to have the plagues on our skin, on our flesh. We want to be able to correct it just in our connection. But it feels like we can't feel where the work is without the
Lo nachon, tishma, Seth.
Not correct. Listen, Seth. If we are broken, if we're shattered, and even the smallest shattering that's being revealed between us, if we can, in the connection between us, arrange it as a great thing, we don't need a bigger shattering. We will discover the small shattering as the big shattering. Where is that written that if a person upon the small deed of his moves through it as a big thing, he doesn't need all this whole process? It's written, he explains that to us. And that's why this is how we advance. Moreover, otherwise, what is all our work for? Then we will advance like animals. We receive a blow, we run. We receive a blow, we run away. That's not the work of the Adam. The Adam needs to know how he precedes the medicine to the disease. That's the work. And this all depends on how I take a magnifying glass and I look at that little microbe and I see it as something huge that can eat me. But he's very small. Only I look at him like this through this magnifying glass and I see that he can cause great troubles to me. That is what we're doing. This is why if a person upon the small blow can say that this is a huge thing, how do we do this? Because we are drawn to the good, towards connection. And then even the smallest revelation of separation between us, we receive it as a very terrible thing. And then we can run from it to the good thing. Did you find? And if a person, through the smallest revelation, can say, "It's we have that in the articles," we will find it later. But it's right. He's asking nice.
Спасибо, Раф. Расскажите, в наших объяснениях мы говорим о природе как законы природы.
Thank you, Rav. please say, in our explanations, we talk about nature as a law that if we abide by it, then we live well. How can you explain that the Creator gives us time, some freedom until the blow comes?
This is so we nevertheless organize and operate from ourselves. He doesn't immediately start the forces that obligate us to do actions from necessity, but rather he wants us on our own to organize and understand and operate out of this recognition, out of this understanding, out of our desire to resemble him. This is what we want
to do. Закон гравитации — это же закон природы. Он же сразу действует, не нужно давать.
Maybe it's a specific example, like the law of gravity. It just works. It doesn't need time. You always fall down. So how does it work here?
That's because we have klipot. We will learn how the klipot of good and bad that operates are different from the laws of nature, where there's a differentiation between good and bad, and the distance between them. Therefore, we can use that distance between them and not immediately enter into the blows, but rather we have the possibility to connect between us and to heal the problems. To proceed the medicine to the blow. What's the matter of the medicine? It's the force of Bina that operates upon us. And then we can use it, this Bina. Whereas in the laws of nature, there isn't there. It's either minus or plus. That's it. And with us, no. We have minus, plus, and in between, where we connect between minus and plus, and are incorporated from the two of them together, and can build a buffering system, which is incorporated by two of them. And this system that's made up of the two of them is called the Adam, where there's the will to receive and the intention in order to bestow, by which we make ourselves resemble the Creator.
How can we explain Klipa without the language of Kabbalah, according to science?
There's no such a thing in still vegetative and animal that science cares with and can learn. There isn't. That's why what's inside an Adam, even in the earthly psychology, it's not science. We don't know the psychology of a regular corporeal beast man, moreover, not of spirituality. If we want to understand the spiritual man, we need the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is the science that explains to us how a man is created. About a man in this world, we don't understand anything. As a beast, yes. We can check all kinds of parameters, medicines, but that's the biological body. The man, which is the internality inside of us, is not susceptible to any instruments for any examination, and only through the wisdom of Kabbalah you can approach it and learn it through superior vessels from above, not from below, like we usually learn when it comes to still vegetative and animal. That's why here it's nothing will help humanity. Only we will have to come to them and to explain to them who they are and what we need to do. And to simply, until then, they will suffer until they say to us, do something to us. But out of this love and as messengers from the Creator, we must bring them this method of correction in all that's possible. And let's hope that we will do this. We will try. Where is our info? There's none.
Let's start from the Congress for the Young People, please. So friends, this is for young people all over the world. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. Israel time, all the young people from the whole world clear are invited to a special virtual event, which is about how we can disseminate in the best way to our world to build a new warm home for young people. It'll be the event will happen on Zoom in English. It will be translated to several languages as well, and a message will go out.
We'll continue with the schedule. Today at 10:30 we have Oren with Rav from 10:30 to 11 a.m. Israel time. Then Michael Sanilevich will continue with Rav from 11 to 12. Then we'll have a recorded lesson from 1 to 2. From 2 to 3 we will have a workshop with all the friends together, with our instructors guiding us. And like every Friday, we'll have the gathering of friends hosted by the European groups from 8 to 9 p.m. And tomorrow, the Saturday schedule at 4:15 in the morning, preparation to the lesson, 4 to 7 lesson. And then continuing what we heard in the morning lesson, we'll have a discussion immediately after the morning lesson from 7 to 7:45. We'll do a common discussion. Everyone's invited to remain. We're going to discuss in the tens about the examples that evoke connection, how to share all the tens. We will discuss how to build a system under the new conditions and connect between tens so that we will care for and worry for each other and do just as Rav has advised us to do. That will happen after the morning lesson tomorrow from 7 to 7:45 a.m. Israel time. We will have a break until 2:45 p.m. From 3 to 4, men lesson, 4 to 5, women lesson, all with Rav. And 5 to 5:30, the women will continue with their meeting of friends. And we'll continue with the song.
When I can't wait myself, I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching, searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. We'll break these walls between us. Let's fill the emptiness, and we'll never be alone. Together.